Goldfinger by Ian Fleming. Copyright 1959 by Glidrose Productions Limited. This unabridged recording of the reading of Goldfinger was published by arrangement with Ian Fleming, Glidrose Publications Limited, and was produced in 2000 by Blackstone Audiobooks Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audiobooks. This book is read by Robert Whitfield. This book is 223 pages long. Goldfinger by Ian Fleming. This book bears a dedication to my gentle reader, William Plumer. The following material appears on the book's back cover. A friendly game of two-handed canasta that turns out thoroughly crooked, and a beautiful golden girl who ends up thoroughly dead. Bond's first encounter with Auric Goldfinger, the world's cleverest, cruelest criminal, teaches him useful lessons. Soon the game will change, and the stakes will rise to $15 billion worth of gold. But 007 knows that Goldfinger's rules remain brutally simple. Heads, I win. Tails, you die. Nobody else does this sort of thing as well as Mr. Fleming. The brilliance of the Baccarat in Casino Royale and the fantastic bridge game in Moonraker are matched here. Julian Simmons, The Sunday Times. Mr. Fleming is the best thriller writer since Buchan. Evening Standard. Goldfinger said,
"Mr. Bond, they have a saying in Chicago. Once is happenstance, twice is coincidence. The third time, it's enemy action."